Blog Talk Radio.
Queen Nicki, Princess Cardi, and Duchess Meg. Okay. 7093, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I have to save your number on my phone. This is like calling the radio station. But,
this is? What do you mean?
I mean, like, you know, it's just throwback. It's nostalgic, like back in the day, just calling the radio station just to talk on. But I love your show. I made a few notes.
Okay.
So as far as I have, like, something to say, I feel like Megan Thee Stallion has a more anticipated album than all three, including Cardi B.
Okay.
Including Cardi B. And I feel like it was disappointing when she did say, like, disappointing when she did say that she was going to take a break, but we completely understand. Now, with Cardi B.
Okay, hold on. I want to stop you right there. I think that I almost, you know what? I think I all the way agree with you. I think up until the point that Megan Thee Stallion said that she was taking a break, she had the most anticipated comeback out of all the three. But once she said that, we kind of was like, oh, okay, we're over her.
Yeah, but then it's also like, okay, we get it, heal, because of the whole situation with the case. But now when it comes to Cardi B, you know, what is really the excuse? You know what I mean? You know, Cardi B cares what people are saying. That's really hindering her all the way. And it's crazy because when we talk about her being a pillar and her impact, we have to remember that Cardi B has a Grammy. So she already has one up over Nicki Minaj. So it's like we're talking about impact. She has a Grammy and she's still the second pick. You know what I mean? Now, when it comes to Cardi B, yes, she's mainstream. And yes, she may have a more of a white following, but that's more so her personality that's giving her that name. That's her star. Her personality is her star. But when we talk about music, she's still the second pick. So I agree. I feel like Nicki Minaj is the queen. But even with more work, even if Cardi B has more work, she still cannot touch Nicki lyrically. You know what I mean? And like you said, what you mentioned before, and I'm going to wrap up, but what you mentioned before was the diction. Like, I'm going to be real with you. Like, that's what Nicki Minaj and the other rappers do have over Cardi B. It's just that when Cardi B performs, it's kind of hard to watch, and I hate to say it. It's just the way she just enunciates all her words. It's kind of hard and kind of cringy. I don't feel like she was shading Ice Spice, but
I don't either.
Let me ask you this,
because you sound level headed. What do people think that was? What was the shade? Like, okay, if I'm being really honest, like, I didn't see the shade. Why did people think that was shade?
So the, you know, people just think any and everything is shade, to be quite honest. The only shade is that that Ice Spice looks like Annie. That's the only shade. Other than that, people don't know who Annie is. Let's talk about it. They talk about tomorrow. They think Glorilla came up with tomorrow. Like, no.
Right.
So some people don't even know who Annie is. So, like, with that whole intro, people are like, wait, this is shade. Is that Ice Spice? So that's just pure ignorance. They think it's shade because they're ignorant, honestly.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you for taking my call, Armand.
Thanks, boo. Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Save the number. All right, let me, 5859. Okay, let me bring you up, baby. 5859, and then Tea Time with Tara. Thank you, boo. 5859, talk to me.
Okay, so can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I personally feel like the Cardi, Ice Spice, Annie Shay, it's really childish. I think we're honestly just searching for something because, like the previous caller said, if you know Annie, like the orphan in the movie, then you know that Tomorrow was influenced by that. You know, it was like, the sun won't shine, but I love Tomorrow. Like, come on now. It's not really beef, but I think we're looking for anything because it feels like it is a side. Like, if you work with Cardi, you with Cardi. If you support Nicki, you with Nicki, and that's just how it feels. And I agree with you. I kind of like that we're not having this, like, kumbaya stuff. I don't know. It's like we reach up for straws and shade, but I do like to see that, you know, it's a little competition anticipation growing for the summer.
Yeah,
I think that because
you know
Nicki
why? You
dropped,
know why that's important? Because that means we get good music. We get good music.
Yes, you're absolutely
And then we
right.
get options.
And I love it. Yes. And then one more thing. I think that because Nicki dropped, well, because she's been dropping so much, there's not no real anticipation for her album. And I personally don't even know if the album is going to come. Because she didn't tease albums. She didn't tease music videos. She didn't tease so many things to the Barb. They don't want to admit it, but she definitely has. And she hasn't come through, and it is what it is. Something happened, but, you know, I guess trust the process. But I'm just being real. I'm excited for Cardi. I'm really disappointed with Megan because I feel like Megan, that would have been a real toe-to-toe, like Megan with Nicki, like rapping, going back and forth. That would have been iconic this summer. But we might have to wait. I just hope she don't fall off because Trauma Zine was really that album. But y'all know.
And I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Lyrics,
I don't know. Do we feel like Megan Thee Stallion can take too much time off and still be and people still care?
I honestly don't think that she can because even the Trauma Zine rollout was weak. These girls cannot be taking breaks and their what they selling in the first week is not strong. Like you can't be selling 19, 13, 15K and then just be like, okay, well, I'm done, girl. You'll be done for real. But she does have those iconic songs. So, you know, she kind of household. She had the thing with Beyonce. She got a Grammy, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Maybe Grammy.
She's got like three Grammys. Yeah, three.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Three. So it's like, come on now. Like, maybe she can, maybe she can, but we'll just have to see. I love your show, by the way.
Thanks, Bo. Thanks for calling in. And you guys are up with me late. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the 3,000, over 3,000 people in the chat late night. Okay. Let's get into it.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Bo. 8187, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Okay, so first of all, happy belated birthday. I love you.
Thank you.
I do want to, I feel like the whole Megan thing, it's a 15, is it 1508, 1501, whatever. 1501 is the big issue with that, with her and her release with the whole music thing. Because I feel like she been busting shots. Like, the whole, the song she did with Lotto, she was busting shots. Like, she, and I'm a Barb, I love me some Nicki. But that's my whole thing. Like, I feel like she really would give her that fight that she needs. Because she can get nasty with the mouth, too. It's Megan.
Yes.
Cardi, I do feel like this with Cardi. I feel like she kind of was like, she didn't. The thing with Cardi is, okay, so Cardi, you kind of put these girls on for our generation. Let's be clear as far as, like, the new girls coming up. And it's like, it's so many other girls that's coming up, I think she's scared because it's like, okay, she got to get back to that. Okay, what stands out with Cardi B? She got to get back to that. What made her hungry in the first place?
Yes, and I'm going to add to that. I think it's one of those things that where, as a creator, and it happens to us all. It happens to me even on my YouTube channel. You get certain amounts of success. Things happen. And then you get in your head. And then you lose yourself. And then you stop having fun. Because you start worrying about, can I say this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Is this going to be good? Is this going to be great? And you just have to realize you have to let it go. And I think the thing with Cardi B is that she has to not be afraid to fail. And the thing, but the reason why I feel her, though, and it's no shade, the fact that she did that, Put It On The Floor 2, or remix, and that was the talk. It's still the talk. This woman can't put out anything without being harshed very critically. Nobody else gets judged and critiqued the way that she does musically. So it creates an anxiety for everything to have to be good. But she's going to have to say, these people. And put it out, whether it flops or whether it does good. You know who was a prime example of that in this no shade? Lotto. That lottery was a flop. But she kept dropping music. She kept trying to find one since Big Energy. And guess what? She landed with Rip Me Out the Plastic, I've been acting brand new. And it wasn't a pop record. It was a hip-hop record. But she kept going. Could you imagine if Lotto would have stopped? We wouldn't have been ripped out the plastic.
Not at all. And I do have one question because I am, like, a new fan of yours on the show.
Okay.
I do want to ask you, like, what is it with Doja? Like, why don't you consider her a rapper?
I just don't think that Doja, I think she's a stylistic speaker. I just don't know. Doja Cat don't give me rapper. Doja Cat give me, like, girl, she know how to stylistically speak. She just give me more pop star. I just don't like when they, you know, and she's racially ambiguous, and I feel like they throw her into pop rap categories because they can't put her in those pop categories against the Taylor Swifts and those Billie Eilish girls because those girls will beat her. I feel like Doja Cat gets an easy win against black people. They throw her in R&B categories. They throw her against Summer Walker and Jasmine Sullivan for best R&B. Then they throw her against Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and all these things for best rapper. It's like, girl, put her in the white category. Why are y'all putting and then here's the thing what I learned about these award shows. It is a committee that decides who the winner is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Doja Cat, I feel like she gets cheats. Like, okay, we're gonna submit for these urban categories, and girl, we know you're gonna win there, but we can't put her up against Taylor Swift when she makes music for them. In my opinion, but like there should be no reason why Doja Cat is winning R&B categories over Jasmine Sullivan and Summer Walker. She's just trash. That's crazy to me. So in every she's not an R&B singer and she's not a rapper. She's a pop star. So put her against Lizzo in a pop category somewhere. And get her out of here. She's not hip-hop. Doja Cat is not hip-hop.
Okay, well, we'll see what she dropped, too.
Okay, we'll bye.
Bye.
All right, I just don't like that. Okay, 6717. 6717, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, honey. So I just want to speak about this thing about Cardi out-rapping a couple of the rap girlies.
Ooh.
So I don't agree.
Okay.
The JT and the BFF. These girls, they write their raps, undoubtedly.
Cardi B writes her raps.
Mm-hmm. That's to be questioned because we have a lot of footage where she herself says that she does not and she does not care. If she doesn't, she's here to make a coin.
Hold on. Okay, but let's be fair now. Now, Lil Yachty wrote "Act Up," which is the City Girls' biggest record.
Well, he didn't write JT's verse, and he even said that himself.
Okay.
So we're going to speak facts here, Armand. You know, I like to deal with the truth.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to sugarcoat anything. So that's the first thing. So JT and Bia undoubtedly will wrap circles around Miss Cardi B. I'm sorry. They write them, and they have cadence. They know about double entendres, triple entendres. They know about bar structure. They know about cadence and everything that has to do with writing raps. She cannot. Maybe her ghostwriter can out-rap them, but Cardi B herself cannot out-rap them. Those girls will wrap circles around her. That's the first thing. The second thing is we are comparing a young lady who has one album that does not write to a veteran that has 15 years. In the game, Armand, we have to stop this nonsense. It's nonsense. Mm. You know, I'm not here to downplay anyone. I just want to speak facts. And we can't do this. This is foolery. Saying that someone who doesn't write raps, who does not really understand the essence of hip-hop, who a 15-year veteran who worked her way to the top, we're comparing her to someone who was pushed by the machine. These corporate giants are going to make millions off of this young lady, and they no longer have to pay Nicki $300,000, to $500,000 for a verse any longer. You know, it was constructed to take the veteran out. This young lady is not, she's not really substantial as far as, like, the true essence of hip-hop and singing is concerned.
But let me ask you this. So why does every female rapper, every girl in hip-hop want a Cardi B feature? Why do they all want a Cardi? Did you hear what Lux?
The same reason why they want a Nicki feature. Their numbers will go up. Their name will go up. They will get endorsements. They will get brand deals. Once Cardi B is attached to them, because she has such a huge name in hip-hop, it does not solidify that she is a true MC, though. You know, we're going to speak facts, Armand.
But you just answered
anyone.
The question as
I
to
just,
why
listen,
we're comparing
just,
her to Nicki. Nobody, no, it's either you either want a Cardi B or a Nicki look. It's simple.
Okay, so listen, the thing that I will say is that her come up is epic. You know, we don't want to downplay anyone's come up. Coming out of the hood, coming from the Bronx, being poor, and making it to millionaire status is impeccable. And that I will say because I like to speak truth. But, you know, we're doing too much comparing to the vet. That really writes her.
So,
rap.
Do you
That's
think
it,
who's
Armand.
Okay? So, let me ask you this: whose album is the most anticipated, Cardi B's or Nicki Minaj,
okay.
and why?
So, now, I feel like there is equal anticipation because Cardi has only one album and she hasn't dropped in five, almost 6 years, and the people are thirsty for more. They want to hear more. They want to see what she's going to do next. So the anticipation is high, and it is there. I'm not going to tell a lie on anyone. Now, we also want to know what Nicki Minaj is coming with. The anticipation is there as well. So I'm going to say equal anticipation. But you know, Armand, I just like to tell the truth. You know, I don't really want to downplay anyone. I just really feel like the comparison – you know, it's null and void. It's
so
bullcrap.
Who's comparable to Nicki Minaj?
Who compare the men? Jay-Z, Kanye West, the men that she can rap with, the men that she can sit down and push her pen with.
So you don't feel like Cardi B has the same star power, if not greater, than Nicki Minaj?
Greater? Are you crazy, Armand? Did you see the Barb's block put it on the floor again in iTunes? Did you see them block? They blocked that mess from going to the top. Mm. It was nowhere to be found. They were 1, 2, and number three. That impact that those – she has real star power. She has a fan base that is out of this world, literally. From America to Australia, okay? There is no comparison. I am sorry. When those barbs come, they sting. And you know that. That Barbie gang could never compare. And you know that. I know that you love Cardi. I know you have a personal relationship with Cardi. But the facts are the facts, and they cannot change. I'm sorry. The numbers, the impact, it shows in the things that take place. And this week alone, we got to see it with Pound Town 2 and Put It on the Floor Again. We got to actually see it. It stopped. I'll give you another example. Yesterday, okay, we had Summer Jam on Sunday. The uproar was there. Summer Jam was trending. Cardi B was trending. Nicki Minaj said album coming 10/23, and it stopped. She was trending in six spots. On Twitter.
Do you think that Nicki did that? Do you think that Nicki Minaj is pressed? Is that why she's doing it? Is that why she made that early announcement? Because she's pressed.
She's showing her impact.
And doesn't
No. She is showing her impact. She is letting the girls know. Hold on a second. You thought you had the spotlight? Let me show you something real quick. Boom. That's what that was. I'm gonna show you my impact, ho. Every time. Oh, and let me just say this and I'm gonna get on out of here. The female empowerment and the I feel like it's very fake coming from Cardi. I'm going to explain why really quickly.
Okay,
and then
you're saying that you don't think that she likes Ice Spice.
Let me tell you something. Cardi, really quick. Cardi does not care about these other female rappers. I'm going to tell the truth right here. Cardi is doing that because Nicki is known to not work with other females. So she wants to be looked at in a certain light, like, oh, she embraces all of the girls. She loves the other female rappers. She's not afraid to share the spotlight. No, she's doing that to make Nicki look like the bad guy. That's it.
Mm.
It's not genuine. It's not. She does not mess with them.
So do you feel like she was throwing shade at Ice Spice at Summer Jam?
I went to Summer Jam. You want to know? Oh, I was there. I'll send you in your DM my videos. Oh, baby.
Okay. So did you feel like that was shade?
I'm going to tell the truth about that, too. The love was half there, and the love was half not. There was a lot of screams for Cardi. They were chanting for Cardi. It was some love in that building. But I thought it was going to be a little bit more of an uproar. But, I don't know.
What about the Ice Spice Annie Tomorrow 2 intro? Did you feel like that was shade?
Was that shade? Okay, so when the girls throw shade, they like to say it wasn't shade. Everyone knows that. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, come on, y'all doing too much. Get a mop, y'all too messy. Girl, why did you put that young lady with that orange afro up on that screen twerking? Is what I'm trying to say. Even if you were using Annie as an intro for tomorrow to come in and you and Glorilla to perform tomorrow, which was smart and it was kind of dope, but why was there a twerking Annie, though? Like, why? With her tongue out, with the same pose and stance that Ice has in one of her famous iconic IG posts.
But what does that do? What does that do? I'm just trying to find out, like, what was shady about that?
The thing is, you know, I can't pinpoint the shade. But what I'm going to say is, what was the point in having it on the screen? That's kind of where the shade is rooted at. Because what was the point? Why? You have the song playing. I understand that. Tomorrow. That was dope to intro the song to lead you into tomorrow, too. That was a great idea. But what was the point in the visuals being on the screen? An animated Annie twerking? It was weird. And it was shady. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me get my girl on here, Eva with the T. It's
love
Eva
you.
With
sorry,
the T.
Alana.
Love
you.
Had
to break it down.
No, thanks, boo.
Bye.
Eva, bye. What's the T, baby? Hello? 1098? 765-432?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to start. Yes, it was shade at Summer Jam.
Oh, I thought that was Eva. Child, it's not even Eva with the thing. This change.
Oh. I'll tell you why. So there was a video of Ice Spice in the car with this girl, and they're rapping Cardi B song, and she was wearing red. I'm assuming that is why she put Annie on there with the wearing the red. Do you know what video that is?
No.
Okay. Well, if you watch Black Tea Bugs, she posted a video.
Thank you. Let's take another call. Okay, we're going to do a couple more. It's getting a little ghetto. But then we're going to wrap up, okay? How long have we been here? Oh, we've been here an hour. Okay, so we have to go with our intuition, and our intuition tells us to pay it. Okay, so we're going to end that right.